It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Newsom's revised budget, which he unveiled last week, could have devastating effects on women's reproductive health care, especially hitting Planned Parenthood hard. Phil, how big are these cuts?
Well, we're talking about $1.6 billion over the next 2 years. And so this isn't a monumental cut in comparison to the real problem that the governor's facing. The real problem the governor's facing is that California's health care costs have ballooned. They've more than doubled since 2015 and are now running at about $77 billion. So it is a huge increase in spending at a time when the money has come in on the short side. He's facing a $12 billion deficit over all state spending. But the biggest push has been in this healthcare. Healthcare costs have just gone up dramatically, Steve, for a number of different reasons. And Newsom and the California legislature have helped in raising that cost by a couple of things, not the least of which was extending state healthcare to undocumented immigrants 19 years and older. It had been going to kids. He moved it to 19 years and older. Boom, the cost went up by billions. The second thing was new drugs hitting the market, like Ozempic, you know, the anti-obese drug. Bam, that's $1,000 a month per patient. Bam, that drove the costs up. So now he's looking for where can he get money to offset this and also that $12 billion budget deficit. And one of the things he's queuing in on is a proposition passed by voters just a couple of months ago, overwhelmingly, that would increase spending for various programs, including Planned Parenthood. And he's putting that on the block. He's not going to necessarily cut it. He's going to redirect it elsewhere. And that's causing a lot of tensions. And I think it's deliberate.
Phil, we recall that the governor came out real strong for women's health care after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
Has he had a change of heart, or is this just all about dollars and cents?
It's about negotiations as well. It's dollars and cents. He hasn't had a change of heart, but it's about negotiations. Lawmakers up in Sacramento don't want to do the cuts. They don't want to do the cuts for the undocumented. They don't want to do the cuts for the new drugs. They don't want to do the cuts. It's not a nice place to be. They are, but however, they face as a constituency as well. Now, let me tell you, it's one thing if immigrant activists come in and say, we really, you know, need to have this medical coverage for people here. That's nice. It's something if it comes in and says, we need these drugs. Okay. If Planned Parenthood is knocking on a Democrat's door, they listen. They listen. So what the message to the legislature is, cuts are going to have to be made. Choose which ones you think are the most important, and we'll move from there. And I have a feeling that Planned Parenthood is going to be at the top list of the no cut or make it whole. So then he'll say, well, then we got to take it from somewhere else. So there's politics involved here. There's policy involved here. And there is the bigger question, however, even if this money is redistributed, still California is spending more than it's bringing in. And the health costs, both on the state and city and county levels, are rocketing up at a level that is we can't sustain. So this is just the first round in what's going to be an ongoing battle. So stay tuned for more.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS insider Phil Mateer will be back on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50.